This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, yeah, mad cow is being identified. Did you guys hear about this? Florida is saying that a 6-year-old mixed breed beef cow has tested positive for atypical H-type bovine spongiform encephalopathy, BSE, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is the nation's 6th detection of BSE. The animal never entered the slaughter channel, so no risk to food supply and no risk to human health. The animal was initially tested at the Colorado State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, which is, I guess, a National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. They say they use laboratory like 7 times in that sentence. And this is part of their routine surveillance of cattle that may be deemed unsuitable for slaughter. Then it was confirmed by the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services and the National Veterinary Service Laboratories. Confirmed in the laboratory by a network laboratory very laboriously. Okay. They use a lot of laboratory in here. BSE is not contagious, but it does exist in 2 types. You got the classical and you got the atypical. The classical BSE is the form that scared the hell out of us in the UK. Remember that started in the late 1980s? And that bovine spongiform encephalopathy was linked to a variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease is bad. The primary source of the infection for the classical BSE was feed contaminated with this prion agent. Creutzfeldt-Jakob is not caused by bacteria. It's not caused by virus. It's not caused by fungi, but it's caused by something called a prion, which you can't see. So, meat and bone meal containing the protein derived from rendered infected cattle could then unfortunately be a source of infection. Now, regulations from the FDA since then have prohibited the inclusion of mammalian protein in feed for cattle and other ruminants since 1997. They have also prohibited high-risk tissue materials in all animal feed since 2009, meaning if this BSE is more commonly found in the esophagus, they won't include esophagus in there. I guess that's what they're saying. Now, that's classical. A typical BSE is different. It's not typical. It generally occurs in older cattle, usually 8 years of age or greater. This last little cattle they're talking about is a little 6-year-old baby. It seems to arise rarely and spontaneously in cattle populations. And of the 5 previous U.S. cases, the first in 2003 was a case of classical in a cow imported from Canada. The others have been atypical. So, what is BSE? Well, it's, we're not talking about BFE, we're talking about BSE. It is a progressive neurological disease that cattle get, and it's caused by prions. And these prions are little infectious agents made up of proteins and genetic material. And the protein will affect the brain structure of infected animals, causing the animals to start losing motor skills and eventually causing death. You get behavioral changes, coordination problems, weight loss, decreased milk production of the cows, and then the animal's condition deteriorates until we euthanize it or it dies on its own. We do not want mad cow disease. In humans, this is bad. So, in humans or cattle, the infection will lead to tiny holes in part of the brain. giving the tissue a sponge-like appearance. That's why we got the spongiform encephalopathy. So bovine, BSE, bovine means cow. Spongiform means causing sponge holes in the brain of the cow or human or whatever. Encephalopathy is an infection surrounding the brain. See? Or an infection of the brain. So that's where the name comes from. They say if humans eat diseased tissue from cattle, they may develop the human form of mad cow disease. Now, mad cow disease, we would not use that term for humans. We would use the term Creutzfeldt-Jakob or a new variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob. So we would not call it mad cow in a human, okay? And so, in a person, we may see ataxia within weeks or months, issues with their motor, issues with their, balance, dementia. They may look like they have a seizure disorder based on their electroencephalogram. And, I don't really know what the latest treatment is, to be honest. This is just something we just don't see. There are medications, like what we might do is try to control the seizures, but we really don't have anti-prion medication. We don't. We have antibiotics. We don't have anti-prion. They say the prognosis from symptoms to diagnosis of death could be as quickly as 8 months. So, I mean, we could do lab testing. We could do that. But the main thing we do is we try to keep our food supply safe, and we eliminate any of that food if we think an animal is infected. You can't drink the milk. You can't eat the meat. None of that. And again, the U.S. government has been on top of it. And again, they are watching the cattle, and that's how they found this. So, you know, we'll keep you posted, but it's you know, you hear mad cow disease, and you're like, oh, my gosh. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, there was a label mix-up on a blood pressure drug, and the FDA is warning us that this could be deadly. We're also being told that this Ebola outbreak that has sprung up in the Democratic Republic of Congo could possibly be one of the worst outbreaks yet. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how pregnant moms should not be on opioids and what it does to the baby. And we'll tell you the latest and what's going on with the Harvard lawsuit in terms of denying applications of Asian Americans. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15. MetaHemp15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. An Uber driver in Florida shot and killed a man who chased him and threatened him with a pistol. And what authorities are calling a classic stand your ground case. Apparently, early Tuesday morning, the Uber driver picked up a woman from a bar in Dundee, Florida. This is according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say Jason Boak, 34 years old, saw the Uber pickup and mistook the woman in the Uber as his on-again, off-again girlfriend. He texted her claiming he was going to beat up the Uber driver. Now, the Uber driver was 38 years old, Robert Westlake. A dash cam video from Westlake's video shows a Ford pickup truck veer in front of the car attempting to slow it down. Both cars stop. The driver of the truck, later identified as Mr. Boak, jumps out threatening the Uber driver. You know I got a pistol. See, I've never heard people call it a pistol. You know, they say I've got a gun. You know, What was the song? Put that pistol down, babe. Put that pistol down. I remember my grandmother singing that song. Pistol packing mama. I just haven't heard pistol in a while. But I guess people are saying I got a pistol. I guess that's what they say. Because, I got a gun. I would say I got a gun. I wouldn't call it that. But anyway. So this guy, takes his truck, stops the Uber driver, says, I got a pistol. You want me to blanking shoot you. And that blank was a very, very bad word I couldn't say. Volk approached Westlake holding an object in his hand. So Westlake shot Volk in the chest once. The sheriff's office later confirmed, however, that Volk actually had his cell phone in his hand. Westlake then called 911, attempted CPR on Volk. Authorities said Westlake is a concealed weapon permit holder and a licensed armed security guard who also just finished a police academy. So Sheriff Grady Judd of the Polk County Sheriff's Office said during the press conference, this isn't just a foul homicide all day long. You have the right to protect yourself. This is a classic stand your ground case. This was the intent of the law. So Florida stand your ground law says people have no duty to retreat if they believe they must use deadly force to prevent death or serious injury. Now, of course, the law has been scrutinized by critics there, because... there's been some altercations where stand your ground has protected people that, victims' families feel it wasn't self-defense, that they're using that as an excuse to murder somebody. So I'm not sure about the stand your ground laws in other states. Florida became famous with George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman said, felt that he was being, accosted by Trayvon Martin and shot him. Protected by the, stand your ground case. Stand your ground law. I'm just blown away that you have people so quick to threaten killing. I mean, this guy was an Uber driver. All he did was pick up a client. And these Uber drivers really put their lives at risk. Yeah. And somebody decides, they get so mad, that they're going to kill the Uber driver. All he was an Uber driver. That's it. So I don't know if this other person was high. I don't know what. But, if somebody threatens to kill you, in this day and age, we are seeing people kill other people. I mean, look at what happened in that video game tournament. If somebody says they have a gun, and they are going to shoot you, and even add an expletive with it, I would believe them. And yeah, I'll shoot to protect me or my family. I don't know what decade it was where you could say, I got a gun, and I know how to use it, and everyone's like, I'll back off that you have a gun. That's not the way it is in this day and age. I mean, I remember my grandfather in the 60s or 70s, he got held up. Somebody came into a store, put a gun to his head, robbed him. But luckily back then, they wouldn't kill you. The bad guys weren't as bad. They would just leave with the money. In this day and age, my grandfather, he would have been shot, his head completely off. People are more quick to kill. Some people blame video games. I don't know. I think people don't care. Maybe we have less people that are of faith. I mean, I would never kill somebody because the Bible tells us to. But in self-defense, hands down. But you have people out there that will have no problem threatening to kill somebody. The guy didn't even have a gun. He had a cell phone. Why is he threatening to kill somebody? So he must have been completely whacked out on drugs or something. And that's really frightening. And I'm noticing that we as citizens kind of feel forced to start taking matters into our own hands. Now, we have amazing police forces. We have amazing police officers and first responders. But in this particular case, what would you have done? You probably would have shot him. We need to be aware that there are people really, really messed up around us that either have mental illness, are either under the influence, or just want to kill. And it's frightening because we're starting to progress in, you know, all these new industries. Like, I think the whole Uber Lyft industry is brilliant, right? The recession floored us. A whole bunch of people got fired. And so what did people do? They go, well, you know what? I'll give you a ride. Now, true, these companies took over, like Uber and Lyft, so companies don't have to take over. But now, people can support their families by doing non-traditional type of work. And it's good, clean work. But now that we have a lot more person-to-person interaction. But why is that? Why is the whole Uber-Lyft scene attracting all this drama? Now, one answer is because millions of people use it. Boy, I don't know anybody who hasn't used an Uber or Lyft. I mean, it is. I'm probably one of the last people to. It's not on my phone yet, but my husband called an Uber, and we used it in New Orleans, and it was awesome. Loved it. It's great. I don't have to wait for a cab. There's a car, like, within seconds of you. It is really cool. It's perfect for our ADD community right now where we just don't have any patience to wait. We could get a ride right away. So maybe it's because millions of people are doing this, so now you have a big sample size, so if things happen, we'll see that. Maybe it's because a lot of the people using Uber might not be able to drive. So if they drink or whatever, and which is admirable. I mean, you know, that's what you want to do. You don't want to drive. You want to use an Uber if you can't drive. But maybe we now have a higher population of people who, you know, are drunk or on drugs. But drivers are at risk, and we're being told that some passengers are at risk. You hear these stories of people getting raped by their Uber driver. Are they claiming it falsely, or did it really happen? So I love the idea of citizens helping citizens and you know, the power of the people and making business that doesn't require a big company to make it happen. But in essence, there's going to be other issues that come with it. Now, they say stores are finding some real good sales. Apparently, Home Depot, Kohl's, Best Buy, and Target is actually still thriving in our economy. I guess our GDP up 4.2%. I think we've done amazing from an economy standpoint. I think Trump's done some really, really good stuff from an economy standpoint. And places like Home Depot, Kohl's, Best Buy, Target, they're still around and apparently doing well. They say they're booming the company and the company's own efforts to try to Amazon-proof their businesses. So how do you Amazon-proof your business? Well, you got to make your stores more pleasant. They're updating their websites. They're speeding up delivery. Now, mall clothing chains like Victoria's Secret having problems. My problem with Victoria's Secret is, I mean, honestly, I've been married 21 years, okay? I'm not going to be wearing G-strings. So, selling me that won't help. The other thing, too, is people want privacy. You know, when I buy a bra, I can't buy the cute little sexy bra. I need to find the double D cup, 36 double D. Those aren't really very attractive. So I don't like to go to Victoria's Secret and buy in front of other people. Sears apparently is having some issues. We've talked about that. So shoppers are spending more freely. Apparently it's been growing at a fast pace. Unemployment is at an 18-year low. Hourly wages have risen 2.7%. So we have a very strong consumer environment. I hope it works because I don't want to see these big retail stores, you know, fall. But what a lot of these big retail stores are doing is they're doing a lot more curbside pickup and online sales. And so they're adapting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
A memorial service is being held right now for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Among those expected to speak are former Vice President Joe Biden. Someone else who's in attendance is Senator John Barrasso of North Dakota.
He was a wonderful friend, an incredible colleague, a man of truly such courage, such credibility, such character. I've traveled around the world with him. People looked up to him, listened to him, respected him, whether it was the troops, whether it was foreign leaders.
Michigan State announced the NCAA has cleared the university of any rules violations in the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal. Athletic Director Bill Beekman said the university cooperated fully with the inquiry and welcomes the NCAA's conclusion. Nassar has been sentenced to 3 decades in prison in 3 separate cases involving sexual assault and child pornography. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Ebola outbreak that has killed 75 people already in the Democratic Republic of Congo that began about 4 weeks ago, we are being told has the potential to be the worst ever seen. Now, that's a tall order. That is a very, very gutsy thing to say, considering the 2014 to 2016 epidemic killed 11,000. But they're saying this could be worse than that. They say 111 people have already been hit with Ebola in this latest outbreak that occurred a week after the previous outbreak was deemed resolved. And the agency is really, the World Health Organization is really having some issues because they can't get to the area due to these local insurgents. The International Rescue Committee says without a swift, concerted, and efficient response, this outbreak has the potential to be the worst ever seen. Aid workers are battling around the clock to contain the outbreak. And apparently, this is east of the DRC on the border of Uganda. They say experimental drugs have been shipped into the area to control the virus. Obviously, this is the Zaire strain, which is one of the most deadliest. And virologists have reported that the situation is hard to control because cases are in a conflict zone. And this conflict zone is roamed by armed militias. Yesterday, they say Dr. Tedros Adhanom, chief of the World Health Organization, ramped up the warnings over its potential rapid spread. Several areas close to the outbreak's epicenter in the town of Mangina, or is it Mangina? Mangina? I'm sorry. Did you guys see Step Brothers? Okay, Mangina? Are off limits to health workers for security reasons. Dr. Tedros Adhanom told news agency Reuters if one case is hidden in the red zone or in an inaccessible area, is dangerous. It could spark a fire, just one case. You guys get that. So if there's some guy or girl with Ebola and you can't get to them, see, you need to nip it in the bud. I mean, you need to isolate that infected person before they touch. And it could be one simple touch or cough or whatever that spews some bodily fluid on somebody else. And then that person could touch a half a dozen people and spread it. If they can't get to just one little person, you're in trouble. Now, he has said, the good news is there has been a steady decline in new cases, but it is too soon to say the outbreak is stabilizing. I agree. Once you guys say it, you're screwed. They say no new cases have been diagnosed since Sunday, and two infected patients have recovered after being given an experimental drug. They are trialing 5 anti-Ebola medications right now, so it looks like we have, you know, different ones that we could try. They say Ebola kills about 50% of people it strikes. We were told last week there was an 80% mortality, depending on the strain. So 111 cases, 47 deaths confirmed. Keep in mind, though, in some of these areas where you have the insurgents or surrounded by militias, we may not be able to get the numbers that we need to. And aid groups are having trouble getting in there. They say the area trading hub of Beni, there's 230,000 people that live there. And most of the confirmed cases have been recorded in Mabalako. That's 18 miles from Beni. And it has spread to Oicha, which is an area surrounded by militants. And according to Michelle Gayer of the IRC, Beni itself was the deadliest territory of the Kivus this month with 33 violent deaths. So if someone contracts Ebola in one of these areas, there is almost no way of knowing, and therefore no way to cut the chain of transmission. So, of course, Dr. Adhanom called for an end to the brutal fighting there. There was apparently an unsafe burial of a 65-year-old Ebola sufferer. That triggered the latest outbreak. She was buried. Members of her family started to then show symptoms of the virus, then 7 of them died. So, the genetic analysis confirmed that it was the Zaire strain. Now, remember they said there's now 6 strains that they've identified with Ebola? But Zaire is the one that we most commonly hear about. So, for us, all right, we may think, well, you know, we're in America. We are far away from Democratic Republic of Congo. We're far away from Uganda. We're good. Well, no. All it takes is somebody, you know, you have an epidemic going, you know, somewhere, and, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Everybody comes to Vegas. People live in New York, L.A. It's very, very easy to come to our country and bring it. So, apparently 33 people who fear to have died in the outbreak earlier, that started near Bikoro. Apparently it traveled 80 miles north to Mbandaka. That's a port city on the River Congo. That had 1.2 million inhabitants. They were worried that it would spread to Kinshasa, luckily they stopped it. So they did a damn good job stopping that mini outbreak. And then once they announced it, we found a new outbreak, surfaced. So We do need to watch this carefully. And Ebola hasn't been a big headline because we have media fatigue with it. Everybody wants to talk about Trump and Mueller and Stormy Daniels and the midterm elections. And Ebola just isn't a real big headline. Well, I'm telling you right now, we are having somebody hit the alarm telling us, guys, okay, we've had 73 people die, or 47 people die. Let's please kind of, you know, keep our eye out on this and help us because we can't stop it. You know, the other Ebola outbreak, we didn't have as much of an issue with militias and humanitarian workers getting abducted and killed. With this one, we do. That's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a $2 million fentanyl bust, unfortunately, was a bust. Turned out to be sugar. New Hanover County Sheriff Ed McMahon boasted of making one of the largest seizures in the state. He hauled 12 pounds of fentanyl from a drug bust. Fortunately, the state crime lab said it was sugar. I know. In movies like Miami Vice, they would take their finger, they would lick it, right? And then they would go, that tastes like cocaine. See, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a cop. And I always wondered how I would do that because I don't drink. I don't drink tea. But I've never tasted drugs. So I was always afraid that if I did have to stick my finger and be able to identify what it was, I'd have to be able to taste, and I don't want to taste cocaine. So that was So anyway, if you guys hear about a fentanyl bust, turns out it was sugar. Scientists test an experimental painkiller that is more powerful than morphine, but get this, it's non-addictive. It's called AT-121. It is more powerful than morphine in delivering pain relief, and it does not produce these dangerous side effects, they say. That's going to pharmacologist Mei Chang Ko from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. They say the compound was effective at blocking abuse potential of opioids like buprenorphine does for heroin. So they want to use it to treat pain and opioid abuse. Ko and fellow researchers developed AT-121 in their attempts to find a molecule that can act upon two key receptors in the brain, the mu opioid receptor, which is kind of what the conventional opioids target, and then the nociceptin receptor. That regulates various brain activities. That affects addiction and chemical dependence. In theory, the agonist that could successfully bind to both these receptors could promote sensations of pain relief without inviting the severe addiction. So, if you can act on these two key receptors, so you prevent the addiction, but you allow the pain control, this could be a groundbreaking, this could be exactly what we need. So, basically, they say they developed this AT-121 that combines both activities in an appropriate balance in one single molecule, and they think it's a better pharmaceutical strategy. Bravo. Now, they've only tested it on rhesus monkeys, but they found that it worked. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's the reason.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Daniel working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. So the city of Detroit has had to shut off drinking water in all public schools after officials found high levels of lead or copper in samples from 16 out of 24 schools tested. Oh, if I was a parent, I would have been losing my mind. The superintendent said the move was out of an abundance of caution before the school starts next week. Oh, wow. So they must start school after the Labor Day holiday. Our kids in my neck of the woods, they've been in school for like 3-4 weeks already. All right, well, good. I'm glad they did this before school started. Superintendent said the move was out of abundance of caution. Officials believe old fixtures and an aging infrastructure is to blame, not the water source. 18 other schools have already been using bottled water due to quality issues. They say, although we have no evidence that there are elevated levels of copper or lead in our other schools while we are awaiting test results, out of an abundance of caution and concern for the safety of our students and employees, I am turning off all drinking water in our schools until a deeper and broader analysis can be conducted to determine the long-term solutions for all schools. They say high levels of lead in tap water obviously could cause adverse health effects if it enters the bloodstream, lead poisoning. They say, according to the CDC, children and pregnant women are the most vulnerable to the effects of lead exposure. Could cause IQ issues, attention issues, physical development issues. Copper, high levels of copper could cause vomiting, stomach cramps, kidney, liver failure, according to Fox News. And the CDC says the effects cannot be reversed. So the district has more than 100 buildings, serves more than 40,000 students. It operates separately from City Hall, but they are working with Mayor Mike Dugan to address the issues. And apparently, Nikolai Vitti is superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools. It was his decision to test the water and then shut it off district-wide. He's going to be creating a task force to determine the cause and find a solution. Well, good for him. So he said, I haven't made this decision based on what happened on the Flint situation. I'm making this decision because I feel like it's the best decision for the children. So concerned parents told the news outlet that more should be done to prevent the situation from escalating. They said what's most troubling is that it has taken this long to have a broader conversation about the quality of infrastructure in our schools. So the Great Lakes Water Authority, the agency that provides water to the schools, released a statement assuring the public that water in their homes was safe to drink. The agency will also be providing bottled water to the district. A district spokesman said the water will not be turned back on until they find a solution for all schools. See, I'm really fortunate because I grew up in the Southwest. So I was born in L.A., then grew up in Phoenix and Las Vegas. I went to 12 different schools back and forth. And for the most part, these schools were not in buildings that were hundreds of years old. Because, you know, Vegas was only really, even though Vegas has been around for a while, it didn't start booming as a city until the 40s and 50s. So relatively, the building structures are fairly new. Not like back east or Michigan or other places. Same thing with Arizona. When I lived in Arizona, it was a sprawling suburb. So the schools were brand new. I mean, you could smell the fresh paint. In fact, the schools were so new, and the population was growing so fast that we had to be in portables. And we would be in these outside buildings for school. And it was called portables. We didn't have asbestos. We didn't have copper. We didn't have deteriorating pipes. So we were pretty fortunate. But unfortunately, this is something that does pervade a lot of cities that have older infrastructures. And if school districts don't have the money to fix the plumbing and take out the asbestos and all that, that's a problem. And then those places should not house the kids. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Mom's prenatal opioids may stunt kids' learning. They say learning disabilities and other special education needs are common if children are born having been exposed to opioids in the womb. 1 in 7 affected children require special classroom services for problems including developmental delays, speech or language difficulties, compared with about 1 in 10 children not exposed to opioids before birth. So the study highlights the absolutely critical importance of early detection and intervention. So here's a question. Should pregnant moms be drug screened? The study that they're referring to involves 7,200 children aged 3 to 8 enrolled in Tennessee's Medicaid program. Nearly 2,000 of these 7,200 were born with what's called newborn abstinence syndrome. It's a collection of symptoms caused by withdrawal from their pregnant mothers, use of opioid drugs like prescription painkillers, heroin, or fentanyl. The drugs can pass through the placenta into a developing nervous system. These babies have tremors, they can't be consoled when they cry, diarrhea, difficulty feeding, and sleeping. So if you have an infant that's not eating well, can't sleep well, how are they developing well? Now, they say Tennessee is hard hit by the nation's opioid epidemic. The rate of affected infants soared from less than 1 per 1,000 hospital births in 1999 to 13 per 1,000 births in 2015. Now, most of these children born with withdrawal symptoms are enrolled in the state's Medicaid program. So, you know, is it as simple as you don't get Medicaid if you do drugs? No. I wish it was that simple, but it's not. Because if somebody's doing drugs, it's not always by choice. So if you have a pregnant mom and you're worried about the fetus and you say, sorry, we're not going to pay for your pregnancy and we're not going to give you any health care if you do drugs, unfortunately, the drugs are more powerful. They can't argue with the drugs. And so they'll just do without medical care. So that's why states are forced to, you know, still use the government dollars to help these people because it's, you know, you're worried about their health, you're worried about the baby's health, and they're victims to the drugs. But I do like the idea of, having a little bit more say, you know, when we are doling out services and we are giving finances, shall we say, if we do have a pregnant woman that is not taking care of herself and on drugs, are we allowed to offer her public housing? With this public housing, she has to be drug free. She gets medical care. I mean, I'm not sure. It's you know, in theory, it's like, okay, well, we could do this. We could mandate this. You can't. So we have that many babies born going through withdrawal from opioids. Something's wrong. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Accord Healthcare has to recall one lot of hydrochlorothiazide tablets because rather than it having the potassium-lowering agent, it has spironolactone. Spironolactone may actually increase your potassium. Both drugs are used to treat high blood pressure, but spironolactone is potassium sparing. And we use it for people with congestive heart failure and cirrhosis. I don't know how the hell these medicines got mixed up. But one lot, which means one grouping of a manufactured amount, in the 100-count bottle, had spironolactone instead of hydrochlorothiazide. So if you are already taking extra potassium because you think you're on the hydrochlorothiazide, you could be unfortunately putting yourself at risk for a deadly arrhythmia. Now, Accord, the pharmaceutical company, has not received reports of any health problems yet. And the lot is PW05264. You could go on the FDA website to find out. So if you do have a hydrochlorothiazide bottle and you're not sure if that is the right medication, call your pharmacy. See if it is affected by the recall. But, these people need to get it right. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.